getting close. 32 days of the NFL draft, down to 23 days before the draft hits us. April 22nd in New York. We'll have you covered on the Sports Animal 620 WDAE. We cover it for you Buccaneer style. That's how we do things on 620 WDAE. I am the commish, Justin Pulaski. As we continue breaking down every team in this draft, we're at 25 now with the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens, it hasn't been overly busy for them this offseason. We're going to talk about who the Ravens might be looking at late in the first round. We're also going to talk about some of the needs they have and also some of the draft history they've had in the past couple of years. And this all leads to how we evaluate a team, the type of player they might go after, the type of player that they look to bring in to help build their team offensively and defensively. So we'll look at that coming up here in just a moment. First thing I want to look at, though, is the transactions. Guys they've brought in, guys that they've let go. Not too many guys, really star players that they've let go this year, but they have brought in a few. First and foremost, I think, is Anquan Boldin, trading a third and a fourth round pick, late third, late fourth round pick this year to the Arizona Cardinals to bring in Anquan Boldin, sign him to a four-year contract. So all set with Anquan Boldin. They were looking for that number one type receiver that could come in that Joe Flacco could rely on. You still got Mark Clayton. You're bringing back Derek Mason. So they have some wide receivers there. Now, granted, Derek Mason getting a little older, only signed a two-year contract. But now you have Anquan Boldin coming in at 29. Mark Clayton's in the prime of his career. I don't know if receiver is as pressing a need as maybe other positions are. I know early on in this draft process, a lot of scouts, a lot of draft guys thought that the Ravens were going to go Aurelius Ben, Demaryius Thomas, one of these receivers late in the first round. But with the trade of Anquan Boldin, I think they're going to address probably another position there coming up late in the first round. Corey Redding, by the way, just signed by them on March 22nd. I do think that's maybe an underrated move, as Corey Redding, just a couple of years ago, had around 8 sacks at the defensive tackle position. Joining an already talented defense, I think, was a very good move by Baltimore to bring him in. Let's take a look at recent history for the Ravens. We start with last year, Michael Orr. We know the story about him. If you haven't seen The Blind Side, you should. It's an excellent movie. I've seen it a few times already. Michael Orr was their first-round pick last year. Paul Kruger, their second-round pick, defensive end, outside linebacker. Ladarius Webb did get some playing time this year, cornerback out of Nichols State. The year before was a big one for him. Joe Flacco, obviously their first-round selection, but their second-round selection, almost as important as their first-round. Second-round, Ray Rice out of Rutgers. And Tavarius Gooden, who's gotten some playing time as well, was their third-round selection that year. And then the year before that, Ben Grubbs. So really building a foundation along the offensive line. Ben Grubbs, guard out of Auburn, with Michael Orr. A lot of young talent there. They already have Jared Gaither there. So I really don't see the offensive line as being an area where the Ravens are really going to have to improve things coming up this draft. The center position might be the only position along that line, because you have Matt Burke, who is a little older. They signed him from the Vikings last year. If they wanted to groom, maybe bring in a Marquise Pouncey to groom him behind Matt Burke for a year, might be an option. Cornerback was a big issue for the Ravens last year. A lot of injuries along at the cornerback position. They had to go really deep into their depth chart to fill those roles, which is why I think late in the first round, when you have guys like Devin McCourty and Kareem Jackson, Kyle Wilson might be on the board as well. You look at the Ravens sitting there, and with John Harbaugh already as a defensive back guy coming from Philadelphia, you know he's gonna have an eye on the cornerback position. So I think cornerback could definitely be a possibility for the Ravens there with the late first round pick, but also an outside linebacker / defensive end. I know they got Paul Kruger last year, but I think it's going to be very intriguing for them when watching a guy like Jerry Hughes out there at the combine, how fluid he was in linebacker drills, after playing defensive end at TCU reminds me a lot of Terrell Suggs with his size and his combination of being fluid as a linebacker, but also being able to rush the passer. You wonder if that intrigues them just enough. And the last position I think that the Ravens are going to take a heavy look at, whether it be in the first round or in the second round, would be the tight end position. A lot of good guys they could take there at the end of the first round. Jermaine Gresham from Oklahoma, Aaron Hernandez out of Florida. You look in the second round, you know, a guy who's been really intriguing to me is this Doran Dickerson. 6'1", 230 pounds. Yeah, a little small for a tight end, maybe a little big for a wide receiver. Guy ran a 4.4 flat at the 40. I watched him at Pitt. He can catch the football. Doesn't have elite height, but you get him with the right type of offense. I don't know if the Ravens are that right type of offense, but you get him with a guy with an offensive mind that would know how to use him. It could be very intriguing to see Doran Dickerson in – kind of transform into an NFL player. I think it's going to be a nice transformation for him because he was a good player at Pitt. He showed he's got talent at the combine. Just don't know if he's the right fit for the Ravens, who I think want more of a balanced tight end. Rob Gronkowski is also another guy they could look for there in the second round. The Ravens, you know, corner, I do listen, and right here, guys, a Joe Bucks fan, do an excellent job. If you didn't see last week, I had a whole story about the lack of depth at the corner position for the Bucks. We've talked about it. I don't know why people haven't talked about it more. I don't know if it's worth investing a first-round pick into I don't even know if it's worth a second-round pick for the Bucks because this draft pretty deep at the corner position. You might be able to get a corner there later on in the third round, especially at the beginning of the third round. You should be able to get a pretty good corner. Parrish Cox, Chris Cook, early in that third round, so you shouldn't have to worry about it till then. But with every team that takes a corner, that takes another one off the board, and the Baltimore Ravens are in a position to draft one of those top corners. That's going to do it for the Ravens. Tomorrow we take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles as we continue to count down the 32 days of the NFL draft. 32 teams, 32 days. You can only listen to it right here at JoeBucksFan.com.